Have you ever tapped the glass on your attitude indicator, watched that little airplane wobble, and wondered why, in the year 2026, you are still trusting your life to a spinning brass gyro that gets its energy from a rubber-belted air pump older than your car? I have. And today we are going to talk about one of the little boxes trying to change that. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct, the show where we take the technology sliding into general aviation cockpits and pull the cover off to see what is actually inside. Today, it is a product review, a specific one. A 3-inch round instrument called the AV-30C, built by a company called UAvionics, pronounced UAvionics. Let's break this down. Before we get into the guts of it, a quick word from the people helping keep the lights on in the hangar. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones, first solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI the whole journey, one coin at a time, beautifully made, heavy in the hand, and built to last a career. If you have a milestone worth marking, or you know someone who just crossed one, take a look, AviationSoul.com. All right. Let's talk about the problem this thing is trying to solve, because you cannot judge a product until you understand what it is replacing. Look at the instrument panel of a typical legacy single, a Cessna 172 from the 1970s, a Piper Cherokee. What are you looking at? You're looking at the classic six-pack, and right in the center of it, the two most important gauges in instrument flying, the attitude indicator and the heading indicator. Here is what most people miss. Those two instruments are not electric. In the classic setup, they are driven by suction. There is an engine-driven vacuum pump on the back of your motor, spinning a set of vanes, pulling air across a gyro rotor and spinning it up to some 15,000 revolutions per minute. That spinning mass is what holds your artificial horizon steady while the airplane pitches and rolls around it. It works. It has worked for the better part of a century. But it has three problems, and every instrument pilot knows them in their bones. Problem 1. The vacuum pump is a single point of failure, and it fails without warning. Those dry pumps have carbon vanes that wear down and let go, sometimes with no drama at all. 1 minute you have an attitude indicator, the next minute it is quietly rolling over and lying to you, in the clouds. That is one of the classic killers in this business. Problem 2. Gyros are mechanical. They precess, they drift, they tumble, and they wear out. That heading indicator you have to reset against the compass every 15 minutes, that is precession. That is the gyro telling you it is a machine with bearings. Problem 3. Vacuum systems are heavy, plumbed with hoses, and expensive to keep alive. The pump, the regulator, the filter, the lines. It is a whole subsystem hiding behind your panel, doing one job. So the data tells an interesting story. If you look at the accident record, vacuum failure and instrument conditions has been quietly writing tragedies for decades. The industry has known for a long time that the answer is to get rid of the spinning gyro and the air pump entirely and replace them with solid-state electronics. The big panel answer to that is a full-glass retrofit. Rip out the six-pack, put in a primary flight display, spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And that is wonderful if you have it. Most of the fleet does not. That is the gap the AV-30C is built to fill. So let's actually look at the product physically. It is a 3 1/8-inch round instrument. That number matters because 3 1/8 inches is the standard hole size for the big instruments in your panel. The attitude indicator, the heading indicator, so this thing is designed to drop straight into an existing round hole. No cutting a rectangular chunk out of your panel. No fabricating a new instrument stack. You pull the old gyro, you slide the AV-30 in, and it fits the same footprint. Behind that glass, there is no spinning brass at all. Instead, you have what engineers call a MEMS sensor package. MEMS stands for micro-electromechanical systems. Think of the same family of tiny solid-state accelerometers and rate gyros that live inside your phone, the ones that know when you have turned it sideways. Aviation-grade versions of those, tightly packaged, doing the sensing. The device fuses those sensors together in software to compute an attitude solution and a heading. There is no air pump involved anywhere. It runs on electrical power, and here is a key detail. It has its own internal backup battery. So if you lose your ship's electrical system, the AV-30 keeps showing you attitude on its own power for a period of time. That is a fundamentally different failure story than a vacuum pump that dies silently and takes your horizon with it. Now, here's the genuinely clever part. and it is why I wanted to talk about this specific box. It is software-defined and dual-mode. The same physical instrument can be configured to be either an attitude indicator or a directional gyro. You tell it which job you want it to do. So, a pilot might put one AV-30 in the attitude position and a second one in the heading position. And now both of your critical gyro instruments are solid state, from two identical boxes with no vacuum system left to fail. And because the display is a screen and not a mechanical gauge, the manufacturer can layer extra information on top. Depending on how you set it up and which version you have, you can get a slip skid indicator, a numerical airspeed and altitude readout on the edges, a G-meter, an angle of attack style indication, a bus voltage display, even basic traffic when it is fed the right data. One little round instrument doing the work of several, and getting new tricks through software updates. Let's talk price, because this is a product review, and that is where the rubber meets the runway. Ballpark, the AV-30C, the certified version for standard category airplanes, runs in the low couple $1,000s range for the unit, plus installation. Compare that to a full primary flight display retrofit at 10 times the price. That is the whole pitch. It is the affordable path to killing your vacuum system in an airplane that will never justify a glass panel. So that is the promise. Now, let me be honest about the caveats, because on this show we do not hype vaporware, and we do not pretend a product is something it is not. Caveat one, and this is the big one, the AV-30C, as a standalone certified instrument, has historically been approved as a supplemental instrument, not necessarily as your sole legal primary attitude source in every installation. The details here live in the approved model list and the installation paperwork, and they have evolved over time. What that means for you, the buyer, is simple. Before you spend a dime, you sit down with an avionics shop and you confirm exactly what the current approval lets you remove and what it requires you to keep in your specific make and model. Do not assume. Read the paperwork. This is exactly the kind of thing where the marketing photo and the legal reality need to be checked against each other. Caveat 2. A MEMS attitude system is not magic. Solid-state sensors have their own quirks. They rely on good inputs and clever filtering, and cheaper MEMS systems in the broader market have been known to show attitude errors during sustained hard maneuvering or certain acceleration profiles, because the math has to separate real gravity from the acceleration of the airplane. The certified aviation units are built and tested to handle normal flight, but this is genuinely hard engineering, and it is worth understanding that the honesty of your horizon now depends on software and sensor fusion rather than the simple physics of angular momentum. Different failure modes, not zero failure mode. Caveat 3. It is a small screen. It is a 3-inch round display, not a big, beautiful 10-inch glass panel. The symbology is dense. Some pilots love the amount of information packed into that circle. Others find it busy compared to the clean, instantly readable face of a traditional attitude indicator. That is a real ergonomic trade-off, and it is worth flying with one, or at least sitting in a panel that has one before you decide. And caveat 4, the honest one about any electronics in aviation. Screens can fail too. The advantage is not that solid state never breaks. The advantage is redundancy and independence. Two independent AV-30s on internal batteries, plus your electric turn coordinator or a backup, gives you multiple paths to attitude information that do not all die when one pump or one bus goes down. It is about not putting all your eggs in one spinning brass basket. So who is actually building this, and why should you trust them? UAvionics made its name in a very specific corner of this industry, when the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, mandated ADS-B out. That is automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, the position reporting technology every airplane needed by 2020. UAvionics became one of the go-to names for small, cheap wingtip and tail-mounted ADS-B transmitters. Little sky beacon and tail beacon units that let a lot of owners meet the mandate without a huge bill. So, this is a company whose entire identity is built around low-cost, small form factor, software-heavy avionics for the everyday fleet. The AV-30 is a natural extension of that philosophy. They are not the old guard. They are the disruptors nibbling at the bottom of the market. And honestly, that is usually where the interesting engineering lives. They are not alone in this fight either. And a good product review puts the thing in context. There is a whole category now of small electronic instruments aimed at exactly this problem. Garmin has its own compact electronic flight instrument in the same 3 1/8 inch spirit. Other established avionics houses have their own small primary displays, so the AV30 is competing in a real market, and that competition is fantastic news for owners, because it is driving prices down and features up on the single most important instrument in the panel. Here is the honest timeline, the part where I tell you where this technology actually sits today, rather than where a brochure says it will be. This is not future tech. This is now. These instruments are shipping. They are installed in thousands of airplanes, they have real-world service history, and the certification basis has been maturing for years. The trend line is clear. The vacuum-driven gyro is going the way of the wooden propeller. Slowly, unevenly, one annual inspection, and one dead pump at a time, the fleet is going solid state from the bottom up. Not because of a mandate this time, but because when your vacuum pump finally quits, the economics of replacing it with an electronic instrument increasingly just makes sense. So here is my bottom line on the AV30C engineer to pilot. If you own a legacy single or twin, if you fly it in instrument conditions or you are working toward that and your vacuum system is aging, this class of product deserves a serious look. It is not the right answer for everyone. If you're already planning a full glass upgrade, buy the glass. If you fly pure day VFR and never touch a cloud, you may not need it at all. But for the huge middle of the fleet, the airplanes that will fly for another 30 years on the panel they have, a pair of small solid-state instruments that kill the air pump for a fraction of the price of a glass panel is one of the most quietly important upgrades available right now. Just go in with your eyes open, read the approval paperwork for your airplane, and understand the trade-offs you're making. The information in today's segment comes from UAvionics' own published specifications and installation documentation, the FAA's guidance on supplemental and primary instrument approvals, and the long, hard-won accident record on vacuum system failures that has been driving this whole shift for decades. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHanger.com. Next time your attitude indicator wobbles when you tap the glass, remember that wobble is a 1950s answer to a problem we finally know how to solve better. I'm Vector. Keep asking how it works.